You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
所以在这里我们看见的是一个更高的手，一位伟大的父，他亲自栽培，他亲自修剪啊。
Therefore, here we can see a higher hand is of Heavenly Father who is doing the pruning.
我们想到被修剪的时候，虽然不舒服。
Yes, when we are being pruned, it's not comfortable.
但是我们决定要知道是在神的手中。
But we have to know we are in God's hands.
要对他有信任。
So trust Him.
在德国集中营里面，墙壁上有人留下一句话，你知道很多犹太俘虏都被杀啊。
During the World War II, there were concentration camps for the Jews, and then in one of the concentration camps, there's some words on the wall.
那个犯人不是犯人，犹太人在集中营被杀之前，有人在墙壁上留下了一句话。
Some Jew before he was killed, he wrote something on the wall.
虽然乌云满布，让我看不见阳光。
Even though there's so many dark clouds, I cannot see sunshine.
但是我知道，在乌云之上，公义的日头永远存在。
But yet I know this righteous sun is always there above the clouds.
这个叫做信任。
And that is trust.
不是建立在环境上。
It's not built on circumstances.
不是建立在我的感觉上。
It's not built based on feelings.
建立在我对神。真实的信任上。
But based on my true trust,
我们可以一面流泪，好像被修剪。
Yes, when we are being pruned, we may be weeping.
但是我们知道，这是出于那位爱我们的主，甚至把他独生子都舍了的主，亲自在这里的修剪。
But yet we can know that this comes from the Father who even gave us His only Son.
是为了我们的好处。
It's for our benefits.
来考考大家，耶利米书29:11怎么背？
So let me test you. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
对不对？我耶和华说：“我知道我向你们所存的、所怀的意念是什么？降平安的意念，不是降灾祸的；赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。对不对？要为了叫你们末后有指望。”
Because the Lord says, "I know the thoughts that I think toward you," says the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope."
一切在患难中，我们还是欢欢喜喜的。盼望神的荣耀
so that we can, through trials and tribulation, we can joyfully hoping for His glory.
知道这只是暂时的
because we know that all the sufferings are but momentary.
知道这是过渡的
because this is only a transition.
这是神在我们身上一个更高的工作、更高的结局之前的一个必经的过程
This is a necessary path.To a higher purpose and higher glory.
所以刚才我们也读了以赛亚书55:第八、第九节那里讲的，我的意念高过你们的意念，我的道路高过你们的道路。
As we just read, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways.
因为他的意念跟我们不一样，他的道路非同我们的道路。
Because his thoughts are different from ours, and his ways are not our ways.
接下来我们来看他整个修理的目的是为了 higher purpose。
And then we will see that all the pruning is for higher purpose.
这个第二节是告诉我们，不结果子的枝子它就剪去，结果子的它就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Because John 15, verse 2 says, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, He prunes so that it may bear more fruit."
所以修理的目的不光只是为了结果子更多，这是第二节。但是第八节说：“你们多结果子，我父就 得荣耀。”所以结果修理的目的是为了叫父得荣耀。
So the purpose of pruning is not only so that we will bear more fruit, but as in verse 8 says that the Father will be glorified.
读过数学 ，A 等于 B，B 等于 C，A 就等于 C
So if A is equal to B, B is equal to C, then that means A is equal to C.
多结果子是一个过程，是一个方式，但是目的是为了叫父得荣耀。
So the ultimate purpose is that the Father will be glorified, and then our bearing more fruit is just a means.
弟兄姊妹，我们在讲这里修剪的时候，神修剪的两个原则，简单提过去就是了
We will mention two principles when God prunes us.
不结果子的，他就剪掉。
Because if the branch does not bear fruit, He takes away.
什么叫做不结果子呢？你连花都不开的剪掉了嘛？人家不会，他白占地土，白抢养分啊，他就剪掉了。
So if the branch doesn't even have buds or flowers, then just cut it away so that it will not waste nutrients.
或者已经枯干了，或者有病的，他就剪掉了。
Or if it's diseased or it's dried up, and just cut it away.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们已经说过，这个跟得救不得救。是无关的，这里是在讲到我们主观上跟主的关系和经历，所以跟救恩是不一样的。
As I mentioned to you, this verse is not referring to our salvation. It refers to our personal experience with God.
不是说你信了耶稣以后还有可能被剪掉下硫磺火湖，不是这个。
It doesn't mean that after you become a Christian, you still have you still run the risk of being cut away and go to hell. No.
而是你在那里不是为着神的荣耀活着的时候，神就剪掉了。
But if you are not living for God's glory, then He takes it away. Then you lose this personal relationship.
让我们在主观的交通上、连接上，我们好像断掉了。
So that subjectively we feel that our communication, our fellowship with the Lord is being cut.
所以你不容易享受神的同在，你不容易享受圣灵的感动，你不容易享受这生命的丰盛，因为已经被剪掉了。
When this subjective communion is cut off, it's hard for us to enjoy the presence, the sweet fellowship of the Lord because it's been cut.
从罗马书十一章你可以知道，当我们再有信心的时候，又随时被接回来。
But yet, according to Romans chapter 11, if we are being revived, we can be reconnected again.
好，那个这个我只是稍微点过，但是结果子的枝子，它就修理干净。
But every branch that bears fruit, then he will prune.
所以你要知道，你被修理，不见得是一定是犯罪。犯罪常神常常就是剪掉的。
So we have to understand that when we are being pruned, it's not always because we have sinned.
而是我们这个人不够健康、不够丰盛、不对，神在这里修理我们。
But maybe because we're not healthy enough and we're not right, so the Lord is cutting and pruning.
让我们就像这首诗歌一样，我们能够。更 pure 能够更单纯的、更真实的活出基督的生命来。
Just like the song says that we can be more pure after being purified, and we can live out the life of Christ.
在这个我大概三十年前看到一个弟兄的见证。
About 30 years ago, I read the testimony of a brother.
他后来在美国被神非常重用的一个神的仆人。
And then later on, he was greatly used by God in America.
但是当他在年轻刚开始自己献身出来的时候
，When he first started out in ministry.
他自己这个心智非常的强啊。
And he had great ambition.
但他心中最佩服、最羡慕的就是美国的格里汉 Billy Graham。
And then one person that he admired the most is Billy Graham.
所以他很多地方就想模仿他。
So he tried to imitate him.
他看他很多的信息，听他很多的信息，他讲话的姿势，他用的话，然后他做工的方式都跟格里汉很像。
So he watched video. He tried to imitate the way he preaches, the way he talks. Even his ministry looks very similar to his.
他发了上百、上千封信给那个周遭的教会。那三十年前不像现在有电脑那么方便。
So 30 years ago, there's no computer, and he sent out thousands of letters to churches nearby.
不是没有 computer 没有像现在这么方便哈。
There was computer 30 years ago.
所以他发了上百上千封信给附近的教会。
So he sent thousands of letters to churches near his city.
他以一方盟主自居，想把众教会他做众教会的 ministry.
So he somehow elevated himself and he wanted to unite and then.Unite the churches in his area.
他想鼓励众教会一起跨越教会的界限，一起来做福音，一起来怎么样？所以他的心智好像都是很好的。
It seems like he had all these good intentions that he wanted to unite the churches to overcome the barriers to work on the gospel.
因为他在自己教会里面也很认真传福音，也结果子，但是他觉得太慢了，要一起来。
He actually served very diligently in his church, but he thought it was too slow. He wanted to unite all the churches together.
所以他的用心、他的动机，你都不能说他不好啊。
So you cannot really criticize his motives.
但是弟兄姊妹，很多的时候就在我们以为很好的里面，我们里面有自己的掺杂，自己不知道的。
But yet, oftentimes in these good intentions that we have, we mix with our own agendas that we're not even aware of.
所以当他把信发出去了以后，几乎没有什么人回他的信。
So after he sent all the letters, hardly any responses.
当他要召开那个聚会的时候，没有什么人来。
And when he was about to call the meeting, hardly anyone came.
这个格里汉人家知道，但是你某某人是谁啊？
Yeah,
所以人家不来。
People knew about Billy Graham, but who are you? So
所以他做了一段时间以后，他非常的灰心，他甚至已经穷到一个地步，他去后来放下他的牧师的职位了。
So he, after a while, he became very frustrated, and also he became so poor, so he left the ministry.
他沦落到一个地步，他跑到山里面去当那个挖坟墓的工人，赚一点钱养家。
He became so poor that he went to the mountains and became an undertaker to dig graves, to make a living.
都在他这样子穷破潦倒的时候，神在这里，在他身上光照他，工作在他身上。
But yet, just at this moment, when he was the most miserable and frustrated, the Lord appeared to him and shined light on him.
显明了他很多的雄心大志，他很多的做法，他很多的想法，其实背后里面人的骄傲，人对神不够的不够谦卑，不够依靠，很多的东西神光照他，神在这里修理他。
At that moment, the Lord started to prune him, and the Lord exposed that he has a lot of self-ambition and being conceited.
我长话短说的，后来神得回这个人。
And to make the story short, the Lord revived him.
让他重新回来服侍他。
And he came back to ministry to serve.
所以后来他的服侍，圣灵的祝福都是那么明显，但是这个人非常的谦卑。
But later on, in later years, he became so humble, and there was vivid blessing of the Holy Spirit.
他带着基督的羔羊的灵，带着谦卑的灵出来的时候，神把人带到他的面前来。
So when he came back to ministry with this spirit of this humble lamb.
他现在已经年老，几乎退休了，常常办牧者的这个培灵培训会，很多牧者都很宝贝他，从他得帮助。
And now he is old in age, and the Lord has brought a lot of ministers and pastors, and they all benefit from.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人里面有很多的东西的。
Yes, there are a lot of things within us. A lot of things going on.
我们自己看的时候都觉得还好。
It may look okay in our eyes.
我们甚至是觉得别人不好。
Sometimes we find fault in others.
但是神借的环境在这里制作我们，让我们更单纯、更专一的来爱他、在乎他。
But yet the Lord work on us through circumstances so that we can become more pure, and then that we would desire Him and Him alone.
大概1984年还是1985年，我跟于师母那个时候在另外一个教会，有一天有两个姊妹跑到我们家找我们交通啊。
Around 1984-85, when Sister Nancy and I were in another church, one day a sister came to our church.
他们两个是香港来的，从广东话开始学国语，所以非常渴慕的两个姊妹，很认真。
These two sisters, they came from Hong Kong, and they desired the Lord so much.
他们来找我们交通的时候，就说他们很受伤啊。
So they came to look for us, and then share with us that they've been wounded. They're so hurt.
我问他为什么？
I asked her why.
他说因为在波饼聚会的时候，他说别人祷告。那大家阿们的声音都还蛮大的。
Because they say during the communion meeting, when other people pray, and then it seems like the assembly will respond amen quite loudly.
我们两个祷告的时候很少听到人家阿们哈。
But when we pray, hardly anyone will say amen.
所以他们就很受伤。
So they're actually hurt.
然后我们就告诉他。我们的经验，我们没有先直接纠正他说，哎，你祷告是祷告给人听的，不是给神听的。
So we did not instantly immediately correct them, say, whom are you praying to man or to God? We didn't say that.
如果我是栽培的人，我就这样一刀剪下去了，对不对啊？
If I were the vine dresser, I'd probably just cut them like that.
但是我们那天我们回答他，我们说，其实我们也跟他讲我们的经验，因为他们两个是广东开始学国语，我们要很费力才听得懂。
So we share with them our experience because they came from Hong Kong and they're learning to speak Mandarin.
他们又是很内向、很害羞人，所以声音很小声，我们都得很专心听，所以来不及说阿门，也不敢说阿门，怕打断了。
So their mother tongue is Cantonese and they're learning Mandarin and they're very shy, so their voice is very soft. So whenever they pray, we have to be very, very attentive and we dare not to say amen to disrupt them.
但是我们后来还是把他带回去，祷告要在乎。我真的是在向神祷告。
But then later on, we share with them when
we pray. 我不是祷告给人听。
We're not praying to men.
虽然我们没有说我们要 祷告得到别人的掌声，但是我们把阿门声当作掌声，你知道吗？
Sometimes we don't say that we want people's applause, but we take the amen as people's approval and applause.
所以很多的地方，我们里面以为自己还好，但是其实是不对的。
Oftentimes we think we're okay, but a lot of times we're not.
我前一阵子讲，在主里面要真实哈，要自由，就是要脱离那些不真实的东西。
Some months ago, I shared a message that we have to be genuinely true before God.
因为我从小在一个环境里面，就是非常需要有 performance, 需要有表现的。
Because I grew up in an environment that it was very much performance oriented.
我们在这么严格的家教底下。
We're under strict family discipline.
我上面又有五个杰出的哥哥。
And I have five very outstanding older brothers.
然后我们教会又是非常重礼数、重传统的一个教会，所以你要处处表现好，你才能够被人家夸奖。
And our church was so much on tradition, so you have to perform very well in order to get approval.
所以就算我没有要存心虚假，但是很多的时候就不真实。
Even though I did not intentionally to pretend, but oftentimes I was not being true.
我要勇敢地起来祷告。
Like I need to stand up and pray.
我要去跟人家做见证，我每天有读经。
And I have to, I want to share with others that I read
the scripture every day. 来到教会应该这样，应该那样，然后我得到很多很多这些叔叔阿姨伯伯们的夸奖。
And I know what to do when I come to church so that I can get approvals from uncles and aunties at church.
弟兄姊妹，好面子，在乎人。怕被批评，怕被论断，怕被责备，弟兄姊妹，这些东西都让我们这个人非常的不健康。
Because we love our faith and we love people's approvals and we fear criticisms and all these things make us very unhealthy.
所以当我们这样子的人被摆在教会、摆在身体里面要来侍奉的时候，主必须来修剪我们。
So when such a person being placed in God's house to serve, the Lord has to prune us.
主需要光照我们，主需要挫挫我们，主需要洁净我们，主需要让我们的动机、用心都要被 purify, 被他来洁净。
So the Lord will expose us, He will prune us, and He will frustrate us, so that we can be purified, our motives and our agenda.
神就会在你旁边兴起一些人说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万的这种歌颂声，让你心里不舒服。
So the Lord will bring about people singing, David has slew 10,000 and Saul only thousands.
然后主就会让你那些崇拜的偶像，就让他破产、跌倒。让我们里面真正专心的来爱主。
And the Lord will cause you to see the people who you worship become spiritually bankrupt, so that you will only love the Lord alone.
我没有个人的部落格，我也没有自己的微信哈，因为我是很不赞成那个赞字哈，是不是？你们是不是叫赞？啊
？Yeah, I don't have my personal blog. Personally, I don't really like the thumb up.
那个没有建造人，只会破坏人。
Because those likes, they don't really edify, but destroy.
然后我前两天开同工会的时候，还有弟兄跟我讲，他说：“余弟兄，你知道吗？有一个微信公众账号就叫余宏杰。”我说：“啊。”
Well, a couple of days ago, in our church staff meeting, and some brothers here, do you know there's a WeChat account and it says, "Hong Jie You."
我微信我自己根本从来没有开过账号，我那次试的才上去，马上就波士顿有一个人说余牧师欢迎你加入，我就马上全部抵掉掏出来了。那是好几年前，我大概五年前。
About several years ago, I got on WeChat and opened the account. Immediately, someone says, "Pastor, you welcome." So I immediately withdraw and deleted my account. So I don't have personal WeChat account.
他用我的名字，用我的照片，我在想主啊，这真的是这怎么解释呢？
So someone actually opened an account using my name and my photo. So Lord, what can I say?
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们里面有很多，不要说隐藏的骄傲，有时候那个骄傲是闻都闻得到，人家一碰就碰到的。
You know, brothers and sisters, oftentimes this pride is not even hidden. It's not even hidden, but it's so obvious that people can smell it. We can smell it.
我们服侍的心智可以很强，但是我们的个性也很强。大家都去听我的，我不听别人的。
Yes, our desire to serve the Lord may be strong, so are our personalities. So end up, everyone has to listen to us.
你们只能夸奖我 ，appreciate 我，不可以纠正我的错误，不然我不干。
You can only appreciate me or praise me, but never criticize. Otherwise, I will quit.
弟兄姊妹，神没有办法用这样子的枝子去结果子。
But Lord cannot use such branch to bear fruit. 啊，
这个 Campbell Morgan， 我们称他为解经王子啊。
Campbell Morgan， we call him the Prince of Scriptures Interpretation.
哎呀，施布真、F.B. Meyer 都是他好朋友 ，Austin Sparks 是他的学生。这个人被神用的很广，他的解经书，他的信息，他出了80多本书，几乎没有一个牧师传道人没有读过他的书。
Campbell Morgan published over 80 volumes of books and many and benefited many preachers.
他从小就喜欢讲道，因为他爸爸是个传道人。
And he loved to preach ever since he was a little boy because his father was a pastor.
他就把他姐姐的洋娃娃拿来摆在椅子一排，然后对洋娃娃讲道。
He would line up the doll, his sister's dolls, and then preach to the dolls.
他十三岁的时候，居然敢在教会跑来跟牧师说我要讲道。他十三岁在那边讲的第一篇道。
And then at the age of 13, he went there to tell the pastor, "I want to preach." And then he preached his first sermon.
他就是非常喜欢讲道。
And he really just loved to preach.
结果25岁，当他愿意献身出来，他去申请一个卫理公会的牧师职位的时候。
So at the age of 25, he wanted to be a full-time minister, and he applied for a job.
他那天在面试，在试讲的时候，底下72个人听他讲道。讲完以后，结论是这个人没有讲道恩赐，不雇用。
So at the interview, after he preached to 72 people in the audience, and afterwards their conclusion was that this person is not gifted in preaching, so they rejected him.
神在这里修理他。
God was pruning him.
他非常难过，非常沮丧，打电报给他爸爸。他爸爸说：“人拒绝没有关系，神接受。”
He was very sad and frustrated. He sent a telegram to his father about the rejection, and his father says, "It's okay.To be rejected by men,
所以他就要到北边一个很小的教会，昼夜寒冬，天天在主的面前认真谦卑的读经，让主的话进到他的里面去。
Then he became a pastor of a very small church, and day and night he diligently prepared his messages and let the Lord speak to him by himself.
当他神拿出他来的时候，能够这样子被神用。
So when finally God took him out of that situation,
he was able to be
greatly used by God.
让我们结果子更多。
So that he will prune us that we can bear more fruit.
啊，我们可以举很多的例子哈。
There are many more examples.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们希望在我们的生命里面、生活里面、侍奉里面、动机里面、思想里面，我们都需要很谦卑的把自己摆在神的面前。
Now, brothers and sisters, let us all put ourselves before the Lord.And examine our life, our motives, our thoughts, our ministry, everything that we do.
所以我在结束的时候问大家几个问题。
Before I end, I'd like to ask you some questions.
下次来讲修理的时候，你们一定要有答案，甚至今天就应该有答案。
So maybe you can have answer at least when I preach the next time.
第一个。
First.
你知不知道？神正在修理你什么地方
？Do you know in what area God is pruning you？
我相信没有一个人完全到觉得我不需要修理的。如果有这样子的人，请你举手哈，我真的想跟你请教。
I'm sure none of us here are so perfect that we do not need any pruning。
那如果我们都需要被修理，那你知不知道神正在修理？你我什么东西
？If we all know that we need to be pruned, do you know in which area that the Lord is pruning you？
你千万不要，我不是在问说你的缺点是什么，那个是一个长 list， 我知道你我都一样。
I'm not asking you what is your weakness or shortcoming。
这个要讲缺点，我们一无是处，讲不完。
Yes, the list will be so long, it's endless.We have all so many weaknesses.
我要问的就是，为着能够让神在我们身上，让我这个人能够结果子更多，神正在我们身上修剪什么
？But in order for us to bear more fruit, in what area God is pruning you?
第二个问题。
Second question.
神是正在用什么方式修剪你
？In what way God is pruning you?
用白话说啊。
In other words,
你的剪刀是什么
？What is that pair of scissors？
当我是一个，你可能是个急性子。
Maybe you have quick temper.
神就可以兴起很多让你这个人磨尽你耐性的环境来修剪你。
And God may raise up many circumstances to wear you out.
你带着那样子的急性子怎么侍奉神？
How could you serve the Lord with such quick temper?
你带着那样子一个消极的态度，喜欢批评论断，喜欢这个不服的灵，怎么服侍神？
How could you serve the Lord with passive or even critical spirit?
要神在修剪的时候，神到底用什么方式正在修剪？
And in what way God is pruning you?
那第三个
Third question.
我到底用什么态度来回应神在我身上的修剪？
What is my attitude responding to God's pruning?
到底我现在在用什么样子的态度？我是根本 don't care， 或者我根本不知道神在修剪，或者我不在乎神的修剪。
What is our attitude? Am I not caring or not even aware that God is pruning us?
还是我只是无可奈何的在那里咬牙切齿，在那里不舒服而已。
Or it is there's not much we can do, so we passively endure.
还是我里面真的知道这是天父在栽培，天父亲自在修理，我从神的手中带着积极的态度来接受他积极的修剪。
Oh, we know that He is pruning us. Our Heavenly Father is pruning us, so we respond with a positive and proactive attitude.
先问这三个就够了，好不好
？So these are the three questions.
三月初，我这个下期修剪是留到三月初，这样英文组的人可以继续听，好不好
？My next message will be the beginning of March, so that an English congregation can hear it.
我们每一个人都需要修剪。
We all need to be pruned.
而且神都正在修剪。
And God is pruning us at this moment.
所以这三个问题非常重要。你知不知道我神正在修剪什么
？So these are very important questions. Do you know in what area God is pruning you?
神是用什么方式在修剪
？In what way? How?
可能是你一个不顺服的孩子，可能是一个你的配偶，可能是你公司一个很暴力的老板，不讲理的老板，可能是你的健康。I don't know. 每一个人都知道，应该知道神怎么样在修剪我。
Maybe it could be your disobedient child, or your spouse, your unreasonable boss, or your disease, your health. I don't know, but God is pruning us.
或是在你的小组配搭团队里面有个人，你弟兄姊妹你过不去，你不喜欢他，弟兄姊妹，神可以来修剪我们。
Or someone in your small group you just don't like. I don't know, but God can be pruning you.
我们要用什么态度来面对神亲自这样子的修剪
？Then what kind of attitude should we have in response to God's pruning?
我希望我们不要再浪费我们的生命和年日，更不要浪费神的工作和机会。
Let us not waste our time.Even God's work anymore.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.